1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Wednesday, July 19th. We have got a very special event coming up in St. Mary's in Stonetown with United Way Perth Huron. It is great to have Rob Edney join us, campaign co-chair with St. Mary's Community Committee, co-chair with United Way Perth Huron. Rob, it's so wonderful to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, Jamie, it's always a pleasure to see you and take a few minutes just to sit here and catch up. So,
you bet.
Yeah, fantastic.
You bet. We have got a very special event. It's back for its second annual one. What's going on, Rob?
So last year we wanted to throw a different type of event, something fun and just, you know, just I couldn't help thinking this bed race idea was going to be something really fun. We had an absolute blast last year. We had four local companies enter into it and just had the time of our life. I think for about 2 hours straight, all of us were laughing and it was such a great community event. And so this year, the Kinsmen reached out to us and said, we'd really like to include that event in our Summerfest. And so that is why instead of September, here we are in July looking at decorating a bunch of beds to race around the flats.
So it's the second annual St. Mary's Bed Race in support of United Way Perth Huron. So how do people participate? How does it work?
So Jamie, it's free to watch. You can just show up. It's great. We've got three awards. So, of course, the one that races across the line quickest, and that's done through kind of a playdowns. And then we have the fan favorite. So we ask teams to decorate not just their beds, but themselves and their rider and really kind of play it up, make it as campy as possible. And last year, Pickleball won that.
Okay.
And Home Hardware gave them a heck of a run for their money. we had a great time with that. And the way you do that is a team member will come around with a jar and ask, you know, if you want to support their bed for the winning of that that particular trophy, and you donate $1, $2, $3, $4, $100, I don't care, and the team that raises the most money is the fan favorite. Then the last one we have, of course, is the Spirit Award. And this goes to the team that just looks like they had the most fun. And you know, usually it is the team that loses because they're laughing the hardest. So
what a fun time. Now, we should say a bed race sounds easy, but it's not an easy thing to do.
I can tell you it is not for a 57-year-old. Last year, the mayor and myself and my wife were pushing one of the beds, and we were probably sore for 3 or 4 days afterwards. But Mayor Strathy's always a good sport,
sure.
So he kicked in, and we had a great time.
And again, it's for United Way Perth Huron, but we should mention proceeds support United Way's work in St. Mary's.
Absolutely, and you know, we're doing a lot of work in St. Mary's. We have our St. Mary's Community Developer and Support Worker, and so she's been on board since September, and the United Way partially funds her salary. We also have the St. Mary's Nourished Equal Access Food Market, which is just a fantastic place to go in and get locally sourced foods and healthy foods at an incredibly reasonable price.
That is awesome. So again, it is happening on Saturday, and it's part with the Kinsmen Club of St. Mary's as part of Summerfest. So it's Saturday, 1 o'clock, Mildunnell Fields, the flats in St. Mary's. That's the spot to be.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jamie.
You bet. Rob Edney, a campaign co-chair with United Way Perth Huron. Take part. We're going to have some fun with the second annual St. Mary's Bed Race in support of United Way Perth Huron. Thanks again, Rob.
My pleasure. See you soon.